you and as the co-chairman of this commission, which was set up by Congress to take a look at some of the concerns we have regarding our safety in the event of a, whether it's a terrorist attack or a biological problem, an attack, I guess, is what a lot of people are concerned about. You are expressing some new concerns right now. I know some of these were outlined in the initial report that you and Senator Graham issued, but what are we looking at now? Why now? Why are you concerned now?
The H1N1 virus has spotlighted a lack of capability that's very dangerous for the country. And it's the fact that we cannot produce vaccines quickly and we have not stockpiled the necessary vaccines or medical therapeutics to respond to a biological attack, Steve, and that's the danger. I mean, we found in our commission report that it was more likely than not, and this is kind of scary, but we really think it's true, more likely than not that by 2013, the nation will be subjected to a biological attack by the terrorists. And one of the ways you deal with that is you have the medicine stockpiled so you can really minimize the effect of the attacks. And we don't have the vaccines, and we're not pursuing the technologies we need to get the vaccines.
Well, I guess a question that anybody would ask is, why are we not going down this road when we should be going down this road?
Yeah, and it's a difficult question to answer. The conclusion we've reached is that the government has not set up its decision-making structure so as to pay consistent top priority attention to really what it needs to be paying priority attention to. I mean, everybody agrees that the danger of a bio attack is very serious, and that the government needs to be preparing, but it's not. And in some cases, obvious things like the need for better vaccines is just slipping through the cracks.
You know, I'm sitting here wondering, and I'm thinking, we are, and this is a terrible thing to say because it's something that could happen, but, you know, we're focusing so much attention on some, you know, people who are flying in on planes, and certainly we have to be very careful about our airlines, no question. However, if somebody were to unleash a biological agent in a subway station or in a shopping mall, think of the damage that would do, and are we prepared to deal with that?
Yeah, in fact, I ought to just repeat. We found that it's probable that by 2013, because the threat is growing, it exists now and it's growing, it's probable that the terrorists will succeed in launching an attack using weapons of mass destruction and most likely a bioweapon. And the Department of Homeland Security has run the models on that. It's not that difficult to do, and it is likely to expose millions of people in a major city to a deadly pathogen, and that tens of thousands or very possibly hundreds of thousands of them will die. Now, one of the ways you deal with that is you prepare the medical countermeasures and the means of distributing them so you minimize the effect of an attack. That's what we need to be doing, along with the other things like protecting the airlines better. I mean, this is one of these situations where the government's just got to walk and chew gum, and it's got to do more than one thing at the same time.
Let's take a look then about getting prepared. Okay, what some might say, frankly, I mean, just look from my perspective, whatever it costs, let's do it. We're spending a lot of money on other things. Is that a problem? Is it the cost, or is it something else?
Well, it's kind of hard for the government to say that this costs too much. I mean, we're talking about spending, we recommended $1.7 billion a year, at least initially. Our studies indicate you'll need to get up to about $3 billion a year, and if you can do that, then we can protect against all the most likely kinds of pathogens. Well, as I said, it's hard for a government that's spending the kind of money this government is spending to say it doesn't have the money to spend on this. I mean, you know, they're doubling the size of the Department of Energy in 1 year. That's about $25 billion a year or more. So, no, they've got the money. The problem is just focusing their decision-making enough on these high-priority items.
And that's what I think we should be focusing on. I mean, a lot of people, I figure whatever else you have out there, I can take care of myself. This I can't. This is where I need my government.
Now, Steve, that's a very good point. I mean, and in fairness to them, I mean, there isn't anybody we found who isn't concerned about this, who doesn't want to stop it. I mean, talk to top political actors, and we briefed the last president. We briefed this president's top people. I mean, they all want to stop it, but then what they got to do is they got to take the next step, and they got to set up their decision-making apparatus so that these steps are just taken even if the president doesn't himself pay attention to it. And they have not done that, particularly in the bio area. And our commission is saying that. I mean, we've been set up to issue a report card, for example, on how they're doing, and we're going to issue that inside of the next month, and we're going to tell people what we think.
So basically you're saying our government, whether it's the legislative branch or the administrative branch, is focusing attention on a lot of other things and not on this.
Yeah, and now there are areas, remember, and you touched on this in your earlier question, there's a broad spectrum of things we have to do to prepare to defeat or harden ourselves against a terrorist attack. There are some areas where we're doing better. One of the things we like to say is we are moving, okay, we're running, but the terrorists and circumstances are outpacing us, so that the probability of an attack is growing over time. And so what we just have got to do is approach all this across the broad spectrum of things we have to do with a greater sense of urgency. This is the top priority. As you mentioned, if one of these attacks is successful, I mean, it will fundamentally change the character of American life. Not only will all these people die, which, of course, is the number one problem, but you're going to have a huge hit on the economy. I mean, it will change everything. So we've got to stop it. And right now, no, they're not approaching it with the urgency they need to. And you see this in the vaccine issue.
Yeah, and you know, I'm looking at something, just reading the Washington Post piece here right now, how we can have the best plans in the world for dealing with this. If we don't actually take those plans from paper and put them into practice by spending the money necessary, first of all, to make sure that we have the medical care that's going to be needed, the vaccinations, we know what's happening. We realize that this is a threat. But all the plans in the world, if we don't move that from paper to practice, we're doomed.
Steve, we had 6 months notice of this H1N1 virus, right? With that six-month notice, the government didn't produce nearly enough vaccine. And another area is we don't know what's going on. In other words, if you ask the president today how many people in this country had H1N1 virus, he couldn't tell you because the CDC can't tell you. That's a lack of what they call situational awareness. So we don't have the stockpiles. We don't have the means of distributing them quickly around the country. That's the other problem. Because if we get a terrorist attack, you're going to have to get this stuff out there in 48 hours. And then we don't know enough about what's going on the ground to make intelligent decisions. And that's just a failure to plan and then effectively carry out plans over time.
You don't sound very optimistic. That sounds like I'm understating this by saying you don't sound optimistic. You sound very concerned about this. You still feel, as you said, when you and the senator, former senator from Florida, issued that initial report, you still feel that it's more likely than not that we will be hit by something within the next 4 years now.
Steve, we found that in December of 2008, we issued this report unanimously. The bipartisan commission, we're the follow-on to the 9/11 commission that Congress created us. We found unanimously that the probability of an attack was growing and would reach a probability, more likely than not, by 2013. A year has gone by, and while we are making progress in some areas, we think generally that the threat is growing. And we need an urgency across the board in dealing with it. Now, I'm an incurable optimist. This is a great country with a lot of resources and capabilities, and I think we can do something about it, but we need the government to start doing its part.
So what do you do now? Briefly tell me what you do now. You have written this piece for the Washington Post, and it's getting a lot of attention today throughout the country. Mm-hmm. I would imagine. What's next? What's the next step? What do you do? Will you be talking? Will you be asked? Do you believe to speak to the president or people in the Homeland Security Agency? What's going to happen?
Well, the Congress has asked us to issue a report card, and they told us, the leaders of Congress, and this is very good. They said, look, be very honest and direct with people. We're going to do that within the next month. Our recommendations and our constantly, raising these concerns has had an impact, and I do think there's a good chance they'll start funding these programs better. Folks who are more interested in these subjects, Steve, can look at a couple websites. The commission's website is preventwmd.gov, okay? And then the vaccine issue, they'll check out fastervaccines.org. They can learn what we're doing, and they can learn what they can do.
Good. So we got preventwmd.gov and fastervaccines.org.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You got it. And I'd urge people to stay in touch with this issue. It's not going away, as we saw with the attempt over Christmas to take down an airline. I mean, we know what the terrorists want to do. We know that they are seeking weapons of mass destruction. It fits in with their method of operation and their theory and their strategy about how they're going to win. I mean, they believe they can beat us. And by using these kinds of weapons effectively, they have a chance, but we can stop them.
Good stuff. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.